Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about going down to the river. Well, here we are again. Shacked up here, upstate New York. Blizzard time. Let me look outside real quick. Not quite yet. We've been having some snowfall over the last, 12 hours. Cumulative, somewhat. It's going to be a blizzard, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rock Blues News Show. It is your humble host, Jason D'Amico, here. Call-in number is 347-215-6357. And I'm just going to get right into it tonight, folks. We got a lot of ground to cover here. I have some bad news. I have some bad news from the upper level, upper echelon hierarchy of Blog Talk Radio. I called to see what the 411 was on my guest call-in number, and lo and behold, it is irreplaceable, and it is permanent, unless I change out accounts. So, we are stuck with, for the long haul, ladies and gentlemen, until this program changes otherwise, or if we actually move on to a, be great if this became syndicated at one point. 347-215-6357. Blog Talk Radio, Jason D'Amico here, host of the Rock Blues, a new show, home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. I got a great story coming up for you in a little bit. It's just great to be back. I don't know what else to say about it. You know, it's, this show is one of those real, real fun hours of my life in the sense that it's different. I get to talk. Usually when I'm on stage, it's one of these situations where, you know, you're playing, you're singing, you're checking to see if you're on pitch, waving the hair out of your face or out of your eyeball, depending on how it's cut. There's all these logistics that go into live performance, studio work, songwriting, artistry. This is just a complete crapshoot. I show up, and it's not a sense of not taking this program seriously. I thrive on the improvisation of what this vibe is. I love being able to just sit down in front of the laptop, get together a couple of great rock blues tracks that are timeless, depending upon the decade or whatever time frame you want to use for a description, and coming up with outrageous news, well, not coming up with, but stumbling upon outrageous news stories that I find interesting. And may I add, I try to make it with an entertaining appeal. I try to bring as much of this show to life as possible through the audio medium, because that's all we're dealing with. There's no visual stimulation. There's no oh man, I can't. Never mind. 347-215-6357. We got we have a request here. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. It's a little bit of a slow song. There's a lot of music I want to play for you. I don't know if I can get to it all tonight. That I basically say the same thing every night. I feel as if I could just sit here and talk for the entire hour to you as well as myself. And let me preface it this real quick. If we go down again like we have in the past, I will come back within a minute or two, depending upon if Skype decides to just take me down the rat hole again. We've gone down there many times already. I've used a few choice words off the air to Skype, an inanimate object. Say that 5 times fast. Nonetheless, we still get the job done. We still deliver the organic, real organic music to you. Once again, I got to stop myself from talking, folks. Let's go ahead. You know what? Let's go ahead and play the first track I have on the list here. I wanted to talk about the Grammys, but I know that once I start talking, I won't be able to stop. That's the problem. Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Power of Equality is the first track off of Blood Sugar Sex Magic, 1991, produced by Rick Rubin, assisted by Brendan O'Brien, Flea on bass, Anthony Kiedis on vocals, John Frusciante on guitar, Chad Smith on drums. And tonight, I'm going to really hone in on specific players in specific bands that have this unique ability to remain so consistent with their playing, it's undeniable. In other words, these guys just kick. But I would have said something else, but I didn't rate this. Try to keep it PG. Try to keep it public rating here at Blog Talk Radio, and that's the way it should be. I think that's the way a lot of things should be in life. That's a different story. Nonetheless, Power of Equality, first track off of Blood Sugar Sex Magic, and this is showcasing, in my opinion, Chad Smith's drumming. Now, once again, I just gotta start playing the track so I don't ramble on for whoever knows how long. But before you listen to this, really take a listen or keep in mind the drum tracks. What you're listening to are two drum tracks, not one, two. The way that they tracked this album was in Houdini's mansion in the Hollywood Hills. And what was really interesting to me was this song. I never could figure out, because there was such a presence in the drum mix in this song, and I couldn't figure it out. And we finally checked out some blogs online and found an interview of Chad Smith way, way back, I think in a drum magazine or whatever. And turns out that they actually did overdub this second drum track. And it's basically identical to the first. It's very exciting. And just listen to the pocket, listen to the, man, I words cannot describe how tight this album is and how much of a groove exists within this track. Power of Equality, Red Hot Chili Peppers, 1991.
Reflect on my different mind.
So a couple of things. First off, you got to take a listen to this. If you have headphones, take a listen to this track with the actual MP3 or WAV CD format. If you have vinyl, great. If you have tape, great. Actually, you know what? If you own this on vinyl, if you own this on tape, I don't even need to talk to you because you know this album very intimately. But if you're a new time Chili Pepper-er and you're new to this whole scene, and plus this was 20 something years ago, 25 years ago almost. Take a listen to this on a real format. These are MP3s, but they're being shot over through Skype, essentially. This is how Blog Talk Radio functions. Not happy about it, but then again, beginning stages, humble beginnings. Here we are. 347-215-6357 is the guest call-in number. Jason D'Amico here, Rock Blues News Show, home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Have an outrageous news story for you, something that I've found, actually, previously before the show started. While now, it's been kind of touch and go, one of those, you know, okay, show's going to start in 15, 20 minutes, let's see what we can pull together. And once again, it's not like I don't take this show seriously, because I do. But the thing is, the less preparation, almost the better I feel that I'm able to contribute over cyberspace. I could be completely wrong. That's how I feel, at least, about the situation. We're going to go ahead and get this dedication, sure, we can call it dedication. It's request, dedicated out to Miss Texas Summer Breeze out in Austin, Texas. This song actually was written about Charlie Wirtz, who worked on Stevie's guitars. I'm sorry, made a mistake. Did not work on his guitar. Well, he did. He built some of Stevie's guitars. I can't remember. I gotta Google this. Hold on. I know this. Yes, Rene Martinez. I knew that. It's just you forget these things if you don't use the names once in a while. But Rene Martinez, it was Stevie's guitar tech. But essentially, Life Without You, Stevie Ray Vaughan. This song was written about Charlie Wirtz, who Charlie's Guitar Shop still exists in Austin, Texas, and basically, I haven't been there. I still haven't been to Texas yet, unfortunately. Really, I'm looking forward to making the trip down there. Essentially, it's a very, very nationally acclaimed guitar store, music store, out of Austin. And Charlie worked on Stevie's guitars, built Stevie. I know he built him one guitar. It was the white guitar with the lipstick pickups. Said Charlie's on it, on the headstock. So he may have built some other guitars for him, but despite that, the whole song is written for, in dedication to Charlie Wirtz, in memory of, passed away in the 80s, when Stevie was still alive, obviously. So, great song. Without further ado, down to Miss Texas Summer Breeze down there in Austin, Texas. Life Without You, Steve Ray Vaughan. Perfect testament to a track that really takes you somewhere, you know, and so that's really what it's all about. For me, the music has to take you to a place, and however that affects you, wherever it takes you, you know, that's for you to decide or for your imagination to create, but that's really what it's all about. Everybody has their own interpretation of it. That's the beauty of it. Jason D'Amico here, the classic rock blues news show. Well, not classic, but home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Moving along here, we're almost halfway done with this hour segment. Still a lot to cover, still a lot of classic tracks to play for here. Well, that's the wrong file. There we go. Man. Should I play another ballad back to back? I don't know if I should. I'm kind of in the mood, though. You're just in that mood. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's here to stop me. Except myself, but I'm not going to get in my own way. Yeah, while we're on this note, I'm going to play this track that I really like. Simply, I just love this song. Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. It's like ultimate 80s ballad. Get out the lighters in whatever Staples Center, Madison Square Garden, PNC Arena type situation. Stereotypical rock power ballad. But it just, once again, it just takes you somewhere. It just does something to you. Like a good bowl of pasta and sauce. Meatballs. It's the only way I can describe it. It's just good for the soul. It's like soul food, but it's not soul. Well, it is. Well, to me, see, I'm Italian, so soul food to me is Italian cuisine. Food. Ha! Alright, Foreigner. I Want to Know What Love Is. I gotta, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know too much about Foreigner. Saw them live back in 2000 and, oh, I don't even know. It was within the last four years. So 2000 and, I don't know, maybe I was like 18, 2012, maybe. Maybe I was 19, 2013. Nah, I couldn't have been. Probably 2012. Anyway, rambling on here. I'll see if I can dig up some interesting facts about this song. Let me play this for you. I see love shine. Yeah, it's really yeah. One of my favorite tracks of all time. Lou Gramm, lead vocalist during this time frame at Foreigner. And the crazy thing about this is that this track was number one in 84 as well as 85 in the UK and the United States. On top of that, it consistently was on the charts in the 2000s, believe it or not, adult contemporaries, much as I hate saying that phrase. I guess, it's you could view it as an adult contemporary track, but nonetheless, here I got this quote that I dug up. Mick Jones on the recording with the choir. We did a few takes and it was good, but it was still a bit tentative. So then they all got around in a circle, held hands, and said the Lord's Prayer, and it seemed to inspire them because after that they did it in one take. I was in tears because my mom and dad were in the studio too, and it was so emotional. And the choir was actually out of New Jersey. I'm trying to find where's the gospel. Hold on. The song features backing vocals from the New Jersey Mass Choir affiliated with the Gospel Music Workshop of America. Dreamgirls star Jennifer Holliday and the Thompson Twins. The choir also appears in the song's music video. It's interesting. Okay. Yeah, it's so kind of coming out of this little valley of ballads here with Life Without You, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I Want to Know What Love Is, Foreigner, kind of getting a little, all right, time to wake up a little bit, time to get back into the primitive beating of the chest rock blues elements. I call them elements because that's exactly what they are. I have a couple options here. Actually, you know what? Let me read you this little bit that I have here about Chinese toilet paper. China seizes toilet paper bearing face of Hong Kong's leader Liang Chunying. Hopefully, I'm pronouncing that right. Leung, Leung. I don't know if it's one or two syllables there. Authorities in southern China have seized about 8,000 rolls of toilet paper and another 20,000 packages of tissues containing unflattering images of Hong Kong's pro-Beijing chief executive, according to an official of the small political party that placed the order. The items were to be sold at a market in Hong Kong during Lunar New Year celebrations later this month, said Lo Kin-hae, a vice chairman of the Hong Kong Democratic Party. The seizure came after Hong Kong was shaken by a massive pro-democracy movement in which demonstrators demanded greater electoral freedom than Beijing is willing to grant. During the demonstrations, protesters expressed anger at Chief Executive Liang Chunying, calling him a puppet of Beijing, and asked him to step down. No reason was given for the seizure of the almost $13,000 worth of goods in the city of Shenzhen outside of Hong Kong. I'm going to kind of scroll down here for lack of time, but basically, the party's 4,000 rolls of toilet paper sold out at the season's market last year and decided to put a new order in. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Images of Leung on the novelty products are cartoonish and unflattering. One is him bearing two fangs like the devil. Another has the word lying on his forehead, quote unquote. The sickle and hammer symbol of the Communist Party of China also appears on some products. Well, it's obviously, Yeah. Yeah, well, they're trying to find the manufacturer, the manager of the plant, Lowe. What's his name? Lowe declined to reveal the factory's name and said he had no information on the whereabouts of the factory owner. We are worried about what has happened to him. That must be an affiliate. That must be a representative. He doesn't own the factory. He doesn't manage it either. Okay, the manager's gone, or excuse me, the owner's gone. Just took off. Well, it doesn't surprise me with all the legal mumbo jumbo of the Communist Party. Glad to be on American soil, folks, breathing American air in. It's as far as the policies go here. Look, I don't like getting into politics over the airwaves. I'm not one for that. I really believe in the music. I plead the fifth when it comes to it to a certain degree. You get me going and I'll go. But I like to use the phrase, I'm not a politician, I'm a musician. But then again, when it comes down to communism and just some of these views of humanity and just governments, it's hard to, you know, read something without having some sort of passionate skepticism underneath or passionate point of view, whether it opposes or concurs the point at hand. Obviously, the Chinese government is, I would say, out of control. That's not for me to say, but then again, that's just my point of view. And then again, I wonder what would happen if that happened in this country. That's really the question. It's interesting. Interesting to ponder. 347-215-6357. Getting back to the music here. That was somewhat of outrageous news. It's not shocking. It's just, it's an inevitable truth that we live in this world. People are always going to disagree. If anything, music's the only universal language that we have. That's why they call it the universal language. The only thing really gathers people, brings them together. We had this conversation, my mother and somebody else, I don't remember who, but music being the ultimate gatherer of people and nations. So it's a real blessing to be a part of that, that experience, especially here with you folks. So I'm running out of time again. Here we go. Coming up at the last quarter of the hour segment. You know what? I'm in the mood for some Pink Floyd. I'm glad I queued this up. Off of the... What album is this? I got to look this up on my iTunes library. Hopefully, it's not off of the greatest hit. Of course, it's off of the greatest hits. Of course, it is. The best of Pink Floyd, please. Hate it when they do this to me. Now I have to Google it. Okay. One second, folks. One second. Coming up, oh, Wish You Were Here, really? 1975. It is Wish You Were Here. I didn't want to be incorrect. You can't be incorrect with Pink Floyd, okay? So, look, Dark Side of the Moon is the claim to fame album. The Wall is the claim to fame album. And Wish You Were Here is pretty well renowned. I'll tell you, one of my favorite Pink Floyd albums ever is Momentary Relapse of Reason. Here I go again, rambling. Anyway, Pink Floyd, Have a Cigar, Wish You Were Here, 1975. As I said earlier in the program, and I kind of dropped the ball on that during the whole ballad valley of thinking of what's the word? What is the word? Just nostalgia that can come up with all that ballad air, breathing in all that ballad air. Take a listen to David Gilmour's guitar on this track. Love it. Absolutely love it. Some of the effects he used. I think it's like sounds to me like one of those what do they call those things? Tremolo, Rotovibe, or something similar to that. Vibratone, something. Let me do some research. Pink Floyd, Have a Cigar. Yeah, real. Once again, it seems like the common thread of this episode is take me somewhere music. King of the trip. Whether that's a drug-related subliminal message there, I'm not sure. I'm not one for drugs. Literally just completely straight when it comes to that. So I don't. But as far as this is concerned, I mean, the guitar playing is a trip. David Gilmour is a trip himself. His playing is an absolute trip. If you really enjoy his playing, obviously check out Pink Floyd. There's a whole bunch of... I mean, the Division Ball is good too. And Momentary Relapse of Reason, as I said earlier, The Wall. Dark Side of the Moon is obviously their claim to fame. Animals is good too. I mean, heck, Animals it's outrageous, that album. You want to listen to unique bass playing. Roger Waters, I think, actually played the bass. But I think he played it with a pick on some of the stuff on Animals. Actually, I know that for a fact. Sheep. That song is great. Got to check that out. Maybe I'll get that up on an episode coming up. Coming in, closing in here, Jason D'Amico, Rock Blues News Show, home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Want to thank you all for tuning in. If you're listening in to an archived selection, thus this episode 12 being the archived selection of your choice this morning, afternoon, evening, or wee hours of the morning, whenever you're listening to us, thank you for clicking on the link. Thank you for checking the show out. I wanted to play some Skynyrd. I can do that. I think I will do that. Yes, I am going to do that. But I'm going to time it properly, so it's going to take us all the way out. Congratulations to myself. Congratulations to us as a camaraderie here. Listener, presenter, relationship. That we did not go down the rat hole of Skype. As far as I know, I mean, at this point, I'm just grateful. I mean, this is just fantastic. Basically, and I'll probably jinx myself with this episode. Something will go possibly catastrophically wrong. But we did not have any technical difficulties on this show. To give that a couple of seconds to sink in here. Yeah. And we're still rolling, which is it's great. Once again, the call-in number is the same. We're stuck with it. We're going to have to grin and bear it. I'm starting to like it now a little bit. I have it memorized now, at least. 347-215-6357. Still, I'm missing the 646-378-1221. Ugh, the original. It's like when they change Coke. But how can I say that when I wasn't around when they did that? At least I don't think I was. Was I around when they changed the Coke? Let me Google this. Who is the smartest man in the room, ladies and gentlemen? Google. New Coke. Ah, 1985. No, of course I wasn't around. Wasn't even a thought. Well, maybe I was. Not that it matters. Got about 30 seconds left here to kill before we play this Skinner to take you guys out. Oh, let me say this. Leonard Skinner, Call Me the Breeze. You gotta listen to this piano solo. To me, that's the highlight of this track. The piano solo is just incredible. The horn section underneath it, this is just a great blues jam. It's been a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. Jason D'Amico here, signing off. See you guys next time. Stay warm out there if you're in the Northeast. Take it easy.